I'm Afshin Ratansi and welcome back to Going Underground, broadcasting all around the world from the Middle East. Israel and the USA were virtually isolated from the international community this week as they opposed the UN General Assembly begging for a respite in UK-US-EU armed mass killing in Gaza. Thousands of children have now been killed by multi-billion dollar weaponry in the energy-rich Gaza Strip, targeted for decades by NATO nation weapons. So why won't the Arab world's most populous country, Egypt, fully open the Rafah crossing to let families of Gaza flee the slaughter? And why can the Arab world not militarily intervene, as is routine in other parts of the world? In Cairo is the Arab League's former Secretary General Amr Moussa. He has been Egypt's ambassador to the United Nations, its foreign minister, and has run for its presidency. And he joins me now. Thank you so much, Amr Moussa. Let's just start with that, actually. I know there were reports that the Rafah crossing was open briefly for some aid, ridiculous numbers of trucks, as seen by the Global South and the communities of the multipolar world not arming Israel. Why do you think Egypt doesn't just open up the border, allowing the people of Gaza to escape the US and EU bombs, even if, obviously, that allows Israel to take over Gaza?
Well, it has been explained by Egyptian officials and by political comments. The issue is that this is an Israeli policy to empty the occupied territories from its Palestinian inhabitants. This is a plan to prevent the establishment of a Palestinian state by just emptying, kicking out all the Palestinians, or most of the Palestinians in the occupied territories, be them in the West Bank or in Gaza. I don't think that Egypt would accept to be part of this policy, nor any other Arab country. However, from a humanitarian point of view, Egypt has received and will continue to receive those who need aid, hospitals or whatever other aid. But the forcible transfer, this is a policy that Egypt should not at all have any relationship with it. And this has been confirmed by the President Sisi with huge support from the Egyptian public opinion. Also, King Abdullah took the same position, and he was also supported by the Jordanian.
As regards Jordan, but then are we talking about the fact that aid will be allowed in just to prolong the lives of people in Gaza before they are then all killed?
To save them as much as we can, because the sending aid in is not only a step in the right direction, but part of a wider policy to reach a ceasefire and stop the carpet bombing of the civilian population in the Strip. So it's not only aid getting in or wounded getting out, receiving them in Egypt, but also that is coupled with some political and international efforts to do the right thing, which is a ceasefire and stopping the collective punishment exercised by Israel. So this is part of a reaction, a well-studied reaction. Of course, there are difficulties in implementing all that, but we are doing whatever we can, provided that we do not fall into the trap of being just executors of Israeli policy of ending the possibilities of having a Palestinian state.
So you talk about the killing, you talk about a ceasefire. Why do you think it is that we saw Biden fly into the Middle East, Sunak from Britain, Scholz from Germany, all opposing a ceasefire? And then again at the United Nations, we saw the United States saying there must not be a ceasefire. Why do you think they're saying that?
Well, this is the policy of support, full support to Israel, regardless of all other parties and regardless of the Palestinian question, and regardless of the fact that this is a case of military occupation, the Israeli military occupation, now supported by forces that cannot anymore play the honest broker and cannot anymore really contribute to the establishment of a peace, real peace in this region. However, I would say that the vast majority of international opinion, of even states, have expressed their views in the General Assembly the other day, calling for a ceasefire, calling for the political framework for a political solution, and calling for stopping the massacre that is taking place now in Gaza.
But what is it? What is it about this issue?
Opinion need and want.
Are we really talking not about the Middle East or indeed the Arab world? Are we talking about the United States when we talk about Gaza? What would be the reason?
Yes, I know, but of course,
what would be the reason the United States isolates itself amongst the?
This is a very strange question. From the beginning, it is the as President Biden has said, had Israel been not there, they should have created it. So this is clear. So I don't think it should be the subject of questions and answers. This is total support by Israel, by the United States, of Israel. And this support is coupled with ignoring the Palestinian side of the story. And ignoring the Palestinian side means that Israel now enjoys the support of the important countries in the West. But I believe that it will be with no avail unless we all, not only the West, also the East and the South and everybody, would insist that enough is enough and that we should not, the whole world should not continue ignoring the Palestinian question or not mentioning or stressing the dangers of the continuation of the Israeli military occupation of the occupied Palestinian territories. I believe that the story is not, of course, the story is not yet finished. And you will see that there will be a lot of mobilization around the world, that the Palestinian question is a question to be, if not properly addressed, in accordance to international law, in accordance with the rights of countries and of peoples to self-determination, I believe the future of this region will be very, very, will be in danger, serious danger, and very threatening to the stability and international peace and security. This is our job to do. There will be an Arab summit held in Saudi Arabia. I hope that this summit will come with the right decisions to formulate a firm Arab position to be conveyed to the whole world that there are certain things that we can never accept, which is to cancel the Palestinian question altogether. This will not be joined by the Arabs and all of them, including in particular, as I believe, the those who established diplomatic relations with Israel, because what is right is right. And what is right is that the Palestinian question should not any longer be ignored.
Okay, but before we go on, before we talk about the enough is enough and the words are words, are you saying, therefore, that until... Yeah, before that summit. But are you saying until then...
Come up with such... We hear about, because it is not that clear, that there is a lot of resistance in Gaza itself for the invasion, against the invasion of the Israeli troops. And I believe that if the Israeli troops manage to do what they wanted to do, it will not be the end of the story. The public opinion here is in a state of fury that cannot accept what is going on. The issue is still on the table, still hanging on, and we are going to see a lot of negative developments and perhaps a positive. Among the positive, which I hope that we'll see, is the outcome of the upcoming Arab summit in Riyadh.
You know, when Russia saw what was happening to its Russian-speaking citizens in eastern Ukraine, it went in to protect them. Why is it the Arab world, who don't even need to militarily intervene, arguably, because they can just switch off the energy to the countries arming Israel, why can that not have happened before all the atrocities we've witnessed in recent days?
Well, now we are facing a problem that has not been there before the 7th of October. The problem is that now the Israelis came out together with their allies very bluntly that what we need is the no Palestinian state, the forcible evacuation of the Palestinian citizens, no ceasefire, the massacre of the
Yeah, but why do we have to wait for the emergency summit in Riyadh? Why do we have to wait for this? Why wait for a summit when it was repeated at the UN Security Council? No ceasefire.
Nobody's saying wait. We have to. No. Egypt has opened already the corridor and received the wounded and those who need treatment in Egyptian hospitals, and the assistance is getting in. I don't think the invasion is going easily or smoothly. The United Nations General Assembly has expressed the will of the majority of international community that support the rights of the Palestinians and calling for all what we are talking about.
Sorry, former Secretary General, as you know, Israel doesn't care about that. They wore yellow stars at the UN Security Council in opposition to
that. Yes, they are doing that, but this is just one of those things that that all of us are unfortunately laughing about such tactics. They let them wear yellow or black or white or whatever they want to wear, but they are doing the wrong thing. And they have to know that things are not going to be always in their favor as they would have hoped. We have seen their ministers humiliating the Palestinian inhabitants. We have seen them invading and desecrating the mosque in the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the churches. We have seen them distributing arms to the thugs in the settlements, and doing everything that would create major problems in the West Bank. That is why I ask you not to concentrate only on Gaza, but just to follow what is going on in the West Bank, follow what is going on in the whole of the occupied territories. This is much bigger than the situation in Gaza. True, the situation in Gaza is so dangerous and against all humanitarian and human rights and international law rule. But what is going on in the West Bank should be also, should take the attention of the international media. It is very serious what is going on also in the West Bank. Therefore, the whole Palestinian issue is now back to the fore.
Amr Moussa, I'll stop you there. More from the former Egyptian Foreign Minister and Arab League Secretary General after this break.
Israel says its war aim is the destruction of Hamas. Is that even realistically possible? Does destroying Hamas entail the destruction of the Palestinian people in Gaza? Then there's the question of who will rule Gaza after the war. So many questions without answers.
Welcome back to Going Underground. I'm still here with the former Egyptian Foreign Minister and Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa. We were just talking about the ongoing violence.
Sir.
We were just talking about the ongoing violence in the West Bank, let alone what we've seen of the atrocities in Gaza. Isn't there a problem that your president, Sisi, is importing billions of dollars of military weapons and equipment from the USA and is importing energy from Israel? Is that why he can't do anything to militarily protect the civilians of Palestine?
No, but we are not talking about any military action. And if so...
Well, the United States is.
I do not want to... You are talking about Egypt. I don't suggest that we delve into this issue of military intervention or military actions for the time being. We have to talk about the political side of it and the situation, the humanitarian situation in Gaza, and the real situation so dangerous in the West Bank. The issue, in my opinion, now, the results so far are a strategic defeat for Israel, a humanitarian defeat for the Palestinians, unfortunately. Israel now, which tried to fudge the Palestinian question, to prevent anybody from talking about occupation. So back, the occupation is back on the table. The Palestinian question is back as a priority on the agenda of international relations. This is in itself is an achievement. Secondly, they have seen that what they have done in the occupied territories and to the Palestinians had given them or cost them a heavy price. Because as the Secretary General of the United Nations has said, that what happened on the 7th of October did not came from nowhere. Many of us expected that the anger and the frustration of the Palestinians because of the Israeli actions, because of the Israeli treatment to them, because of the Israeli policies, will just explode. And that's what happened on the 7th of October. Therefore, any further action will have another reaction of the same. Anger is all over the Middle East, anger and the frustration. So going back to what Israel was doing, it will be very difficult. This is another success to the Palestinian cause. However, I want to say in all openness that we should spare the civilian population the rigors of military operations. This has to be addressed today to the Israelis as they are doing what they are doing of carpet bombing of the civilian.
Clearly, it's been established that the United States does not share your opinion there. Where do you think NATO propaganda media gets the idea that Hamas is somehow an Iranian proxy? I mean, a Sunni organization that, I mean, people may need to be reminded that Hamas supported American policy in Syria for a while, it appeared. Where do they get this information from that Hamas is some kind of, takes its orders from Tehran? And why is that repeated everywhere in Western Europe?
Do you suggest that everything that's being said has a real source? It could be also invented or expected, or whatever, but that's what they say. And let us see what will happen and the amount of truth in whatever is being said on the media. What is happening to the Palestinians make us all sad, and I believe the whole public opinion in the Middle East is angry, and the public opinion in the Middle East is not only Arab. There are the Turks, there are the Iranians too, who are everybody in the street, in the schools, at home, in the houses. Everybody is angry. It cannot continue that way. It cannot continue that way. This is a message that I believe everybody in the international community, including the United States, are aware of or should be aware of.
It's increasingly the Jewish community in the United States that are showing solidarity with Palestine. I don't know whether you came under assassination.
Yes,
I don't know whether you came under a threat of assassination when you were Arab League Secretary General, but I noticed when the UAE called the Emergency Security Council session, Dag Hammarskjöld's name was invoked, comparing Gaza to hell. Do you think if Antonio Guterres continues in the way that he is, he may be assassinated the way that reputedly the United States killed Dag Hammarskjöld?
I hope that God will protect Guterres and that such policies of assassination would not be resorted to, because it would be double-edged anyway. It is a different situation altogether. Having said that, the Deir Yassin massacre is being repeated now in Gaza. But we have an opportunity if we really sit together and see that the continuation of the status quo is absolutely untenable. It could happen. It could happen. And I called the other day on the peace movement in Israel itself. Those who support a peaceful solution, those who are against the policy of their government, I called on them to join the international community openly in calling on their government to stop such policies vis-a-vis the Palestinians and the policy of consolidating the occupation.
It, of course, wasn't just Hamas on October the 7th. It was other resistance movements. Do you think, and they must have expected some kind of response, do you think that they thought of targeting Israel's nuclear weapons program at Dimona, or did they just expect to be killed in their thousands in Gaza, including civilians, as a response to October 7th?
Well, the issue of nuclear weapons is a very important issue. That is why we in Egypt and also the Arab League has called for, and we should continue to insist, that the that nuclear issue, the Israeli nuclear issue, should be opened. Not only the possibilities of nuclear armaments in Iran, but the nuclear situation in Israel. You are right in referring to that, and I believe that threats, any threats of the use of, not only the use, but even the existence in such a small area around Dimona is in itself a danger.
Is it your understanding they do have nuclear weapons? Because, of course, Israel neither confirms nor denies they have them.
Well, that is a common knowledge. And read the records of the United Nations debates on that issue, and you'll find that we are talking seriously about a serious possibility, but perhaps a serious fact.
Will Arab governments be able to control their own population's anger, as you've talked about here, if they don't stop the alleged genocide continuing?
I want you to know that even the governments, the states themselves, are really frustrated and angry because of what happens. That's why it is now a clear case of unanimity among the people, the governed, and the governors. For example, when King Abdullah, President Sisi, have refused the forcible transfer of people, they were fully supported by the public opinion in the two countries. On the issue of Gaza, full support of the population to them. That is also one of the benefits, the results of what happened then and since the 7th of October. This is one of the positive results, that a unanimity of position among the people and their governments. Nobody accepts the continuation of the situation or the position taken vis-a-vis the Palestinians, vis-a-vis the military occupation, and vis-a-vis ignoring the right of the Palestinians of a state, viable state of their own.
How easy will it be for the United States to recover any kind of reputation after its behavior in recent days?
I hope that they would reconsider that position. I hope so, especially after all those demonstrations that have taken place in New York and other cities, and many of the Jews of America has taken the right position that the massacre has to stop and the Palestinians must get their rights in order to have peace. Without this, there will be no peace. If the 7th of October would not achieve anything, and the Israel will and its friends will try to bring things back to what has been before the 7th of October, I tell you, there will be an 8th of October, a 9th of October. Things will not get settled unless we change our posture, and this, unless the world, including, of course, the United States and all other big powers and all powers, would realize that leaving Israel to do what they wanted is directed against their own interest, against the stability in the region. And there is a new position. There is unanimity among the Arab public opinion all over, that policies such as those which we have seen before 7th of October should not continue.
I'm not sure whether you mean that you can envisage King of Jordan or President Sisi meeting with Joe Biden before the next U.S. election. But why do you think Joe Biden flew in to try and meet with these Arab leaders while he was sending these warships into the Eastern Mediterranean, the biggest NATO nation armada, some are saying, in history, all assembled there around the Gaza Strip? What's it for?
As you know, the meeting did not take place because of that. The meeting between President Biden and the three Arab leaders did not take place because of the position taken at that time, American position. So there is a reaction. There is a position taken by Arab countries. Don't you realize that? That the Arab countries.
But can you see the U.S. bases closing down? Incirlik base in Turkey, will that be shut down by Erdogan?
No. You are opening a different issue. The issue of a big power in the presence of a big power in the region, and it is not the same, it's not the only one. No, this is a big issue, and I'm ready to discuss it. But we are talking about the Palestinian question in particular.
Amin Moussa, we'll have to have you on again for that wider issue. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's it for the show, and condolences from the whole team here at Going Underground to those bereaved by the slaughter. There will be more Gaza on Monday's show with the renowned Israeli historian and author of The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine, Professor Ilan Pape. Until then, keep in touch via all our social media if it's not censored in your country, and head to our channel, Going Underground TV, on rumble.com to watch new and old episodes of Going Underground. See you Monday.